Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. The song that we're singing this week did not begin as a poem and then music added later. Nope. This song began as a tune, and this is the story behind it. Mrs. Joseph Knapp had written a tune in 1873. She really liked the tune, but it didn't have any words to the song. Well, one day, she was visiting her friend, Fanny Crosby. Mrs. Knapp played the tune for Fanny and saw that Fanny really liked it. So Mrs. Knapp asked her, she said, "Would you be willing to write some words for this song?" Mrs. Knapp played the song a second time, and when she did, she looked over and saw Miss Fanny kneeling in prayer. Then, as she started to play the song a third time, Miss Fanny started dictating the words to the song, "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine."
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood.
This is my story, this is my song, praising
boys and girls, I'm glad you're here again today. We are studying the story of Paul and what happened last time. Do you remember? It was pretty crazy. It was pretty exciting. There was a huge storm and Paul had already told the people on the ship, "We shouldn't go. It's winter time. It's dangerous." And they said, "We'll just get to the next port. It's a better place to spend the winter." But as they were sailing, a storm came up and the ship was in trouble. In fact, they'd pretty much given up on it. The sailors decided that they were going to sneak into a lifeboat and try to get away and save their own lives, but Paul put a stop to that when he told that they were trying to escape. Well, we're going to continue on and find out what happened next. But first, let's pray. Lord, come into our hearts and help us as we study and learn to see things that maybe we've never seen before. Help us to think about how we can be like Paul, how the choices we make every day, the little things, will help us to be more like him. In Jesus' name, amen. The captain and the centurion must have known by this time that they should have listened to Paul. They should have stayed in Fair Havens during the winter, but it was too late. They had made the choice, and now there were going to be consequences for those choices. Now the sailors were trying to leave the ship in their only lifeboat. But guess what? When Paul told and warned that they were trying to get away, the soldiers cut the rope to the lifeboat and it fell into the sea. Look at Acts chapter 27, verse 32. Acts chapter 27, verse 32. Acts chapter 27, and then those are the big numbers, and then look for those little numbers for verse 32. What does that say?
Then the soldiers cut away the ropes of the skiff and let it fall off.
That's what they did. They cut those ropes, and there went the lifeboat. The sailors were stuck. They were all in this together. Next, Paul insisted that everyone eat something. They had been so worried and working so frantically for a long time, days and days and days, that they hadn't really thought about eating or drinking, or they hadn't had a chance. But Paul promised that not one of them was going to lose his life. Look at verses 33 through 36. We're going to read Acts chapter 27, and we're going to read verse 33, 34, 35, and 36. Those are four verses. What does that say?
And as day was about to dawn, Paul implored them all to take food, saying, "Today is the 14th day you have waited, and continue without food and eating nothing. Therefore, I urge you to take nourishment, for this is for your survival, since not a hair will fall from the head of any of you." And when he had said these things, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then they were all encouraged and also took food themselves.
Paul told him, "It's okay. You're going to be okay. Don't worry. Eat some food. Get ready, because it's going to be a tough time to get from this ship onto shore, but it's going to be okay. You'll be safe." Not only that, but Paul also led by example. He showed them that this is what they should do, and they started doing it. Did the ship get stuck like Paul said it would? You better believe it. Let's read verses 37 through 41. Verses 37, 38, 39, 40, and 41.
"And in all we were 276 persons on the ship. So when they had eaten enough, they lighted the ship and threw out the wheat into the sea. When it was day, they did not recognize the land, but they observed a bay with a beach onto which they planned to run the ship if possible, and they let go the anchors and left them in the sea. Meanwhile, loosing the rudder ropes, and they hoisted the mainsail to the wind and made for shore. But striking a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the prow struck fast and remained immovable. But the stern was being broken up by the violence of the waves."
Right away, the soldiers thought, "You know what? We're shipwrecked. This boat is falling apart. We need to kill all the prisoners, because if one of them escapes, we're all going to be killed, and that's not good. So let's kill them, and then we'll be safe." But the centurion didn't let the soldiers do that. He wanted to save Paul's life. "Swim if you know how," he told everyone. "If you don't know how to swim, hang on to anything that floats." Look at verse 42, 43, and 44.
"And the soldiers' plan was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim away and escape. But the centurion, wanting to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that those who could swim should jump overboard first and get to land, and the rest, some on boards and some on parts of the ship. And so it was that they all escaped safely to land."
Phew! Everyone made it. They were safe. Oh, how thankful they were to be alive. There they were on the island of Malta. The people were heathen, but you know what? They were kind, and they saw what had happened, and they came to help. It was cold, it was raining, and the kind people quickly built a fire to help those wet, shivering people get warm and dry. Look at Acts chapter 28, verse 1 and 2. This is the last chapter of the book of Acts. We have made it. Acts chapter 28. Now let's read verse 1 and 2.
Now, when they had escaped, they then found out that the island was called Malta. And the natives showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and made us all welcome. Because of the rain that was falling, and because of the cold.
Was Paul right? Not one person was missing? Yeah, they all made it to shore. They all made it to safety. And as they were gathering those bundles of firewood, as they were getting a fire started and trying to dry out or make some kind of a shelter, something happened. But we'll find out next time. Isn't it amazing how Paul trusted Jesus? How he trusted the promise that he would go to Rome? Does Jesus keep his promises? Oh yes, boys and girls, he does. In fact, our memory verse this week is a Bible promise that when we memorize it, when we claim it, when we say it, it will happen. What is it? Psalm 91:15, it says, "He shall call upon me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." Boys and girls, all those promises are for us if we call upon Jesus. Do you want to call on him today? I know I do. Lord, help us to call upon you. Help us to trust in you. Thank you for your promise that you will answer, that you will be with us in trouble, that you will deliver us and honor us. Lord, help us to trust you. No matter what, we love you so much, and we want to be ready when you come back to live with you forever. Thank you. Amen.
Psalm 91:15.
I will be with him in trouble, in trouble, in trouble. I will be with him in trouble. Psalm 91:15. I will be with him in trouble, in trouble, in trouble. I will be with him in trouble. Psalm 91:15.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.